let me do something else. Not listening when you say.
WMFO in Medford.
Pure beef patty, lettuce, tomato.
You really think that just because you have an idea, it belongs to you?
You ain't never in your life heard a disc jockey come through here like me.
He mixes different quotes of people and a wide variety of songs, very, very freeform, which is the point of WMFO.
Push it right to the edge.
Halloween is upon us.
I know you like two things I like. Chicken and chicks.
It's not just at Halloween that the flesh eaters come out. Those who fancy the taste of decomposing corpses are among us all year long. See the blood on their plates, the stench of seared flesh on their bacon sandwiches, the chicken fat on their lips. Escape now! Run screaming from the curse of the meat eaters. Heart attack, cancer, stroke. Save yourself and all those animal lives. Go vegan now. Free recipes at PETA.org.
Free socks.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of the participants and do not necessarily reflect the views of this show's producer, WMFO, its staff and management, or Tufts University.
You had the power to be all good, all wise, and all powerful. Why would you make the world you have now?
I don't know. I was really drunk at the time.
I was not drunk. I was on pills.
My show, I can do whatever I want, so I am.
I want you to play like I do.
I'm God to my friend, the devil to my enemy.
Where is it? I've never heard any music like this in my life before. And if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it.
Get your own show. Play your own music.
Harmony is layers. Built up on top of one another. Like a sandwich.
Different sounds on top of each other.
Computers can do that?
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension not only of sight and sound, but of mind. A journey into a wondrous land whose boundaries are that of imagination. That's the signpost up ahead. Your next stop.
Plastic.
Strawberries.
Okay, here we go.
We're on. This is Urban Ambience.
And we thank you for your patience. And we hope you're prepared for an evening of sonic soundscapes.
It's gone!
Vegeta!
どこでも正義のためだ広い海原荒波蹴って目指すは悪い怪獣だでっかい体にでっかい声今日も戦う僕らのゴジラ頑張れ頑張れ僕らのゴジラ頑張れ頑張れ僕らのゴジラゆくぞどこでも仲間のためだ広い荒野に砂塵をあげて目指すは悪い怪獣だでっかい口から放射能いつも戦う僕らのゴジラ頑張れ頑張れ僕らのゴジラ頑張れ頑張れ僕らのゴジラ行くぞどこでも平和のためだ広い世界を駆け巡り目指すは悪い怪獣だでっかい体に可愛い目玉明日も戦う僕らのゴジラ頑張れ頑張れ僕らのゴジラ頑張れ頑張れ僕らのゴジラ
Hahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahahah
Yes, welcome. Welcome to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Sound Collage. That's right. It's not just a radio program. It's a sound collage with audio clips from movies, TV shows, documentaries, sometimes political speeches, real-world historical events, who knows where, mixed in between and on top of the music, which always matches a different weekly theme. And it's only here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial and WMFO.org on the web. In case you didn't already know it, I'm your host, Edward Bukert, and... well, along with Valentine's Day, Halloween is my favorite musical holiday. So we're going to be celebrating it for 2 weeks in a row, like we do on Valentine's Day, having a, having the not quite Valentine's Day special, where we play songs about the other side of love, obsession, jealousy, betrayal, revenge, yeah, all of those. But it's Halloween that we're celebrating this week and next. The exact name of this theme is, for this episode, is the Plastic Sushi Strawberries in Time Godzilla Halloween Spooktacular. If you've been listening for a while, you know there are different Plastic Sushi and Tears of the Gods sound collage formulas. But this episode is actually one that straddles both. It could have gone either way. It starts off, of course, with some Japanese music, and we'll be doing the genre jumping. But we're also going to go in deep with a featured album, The Best of Godzilla, 1954 to 1975. These are original soundtracks to a whole bunch of the original Japanese Godzilla movies. And then we're also going to be hearing a bunch of selections from the science fiction collection Brain in a Box, which could have been our second featured artist, our second featured album, if this was the Tears of the Gods. But it's not. So, yeah, going back to the beginning of the show there, we started off with some bits of the Twilight Zone television show series. And going out and coming back from Chuck U, actually, among other local musicians, was Urban Ambiance's Intro the Night, which I mixed up with a track called from the Godzilla soundtracks collection there. That was called Helicopter / Man Screams. Because more appropriate, what could be more appropriate for Plastic Sushi Urban Ambiance than Godzilla attacking Tokyo? Right, Chuck? Yeah. Okay, some shout-outs to Philip and maybe Ryan in Smithtown, New York, up on Massachusetts North Shore, John in Beverly, and then a little bit more locally, just a few thousand feet away from here, Diane and Chuck, and then a little further out in Medford, maybe Arthur, yes. So, with 2 weeks to explore Halloween culture, there are a lot of possible sub-themes, and after that intro set, oh yeah, also in there, we had Akira Ifukube, the Godzilla March, which was Godzilla versus Gigan, and that was also from The Best of Godzilla, and the Urban Ambiance was from the album The Endorphins Justify the Meanderings. So, the structure of tonight's show, structure, yes, well, it does have a structure. I'm going to be mixing you up just three long half hour-ish or so sets. The first on monsters, the second's going to be aliens from outer space, and finally we're going to have a ghost set. In the first main set here, my friend and former local artist, Tim Munganast, because he now lives in New York, is we're going to be hearing the title track from his album, The Birth of Monsters. And then we're going to have audio clips from a real human monster. Mass murderer Charles Manson. Some excerpts from his unsuccessful parole hearings. We also heard him in the intro set there, where he was claiming that he's God to his friends and the devil to his enemies. We're also going to hear some Skrillex and three selections from the science fiction collection's Brain in a Box. And then we're going to get real heavy at the end with Metallica's Some Kind of Monster. Plus more Godzilla movie sounds and music. All that and more. Most particularly, since this is a plastic sushi, we're going to be hearing some more Japanese music. Here's the all-female Japanese trio, Shonen Knife. And they're going to be... This is a heavy song. I love the little synth bit in it as well as the heavy guitar. This is called A Boogie Monster. Only here on WMFO. In Medford. Tufts freeform, non-commercial, and even sometimes educational radio.
Here comes the monster. He's a Republican Party undertake this week?
suppose I can hardly force myself to keep looking at it. It's so awful. Its eyes are black and they gleam like a serpent. The mouth is a kind of V-shape with saliva dripping from its rimless lips. It seems to quiver and pulsate, and the monster or whatever it is can hardly move. It seems weighed down by possibly gravity or something. The thing's rising up now, and the crowd falls back. It seems plenty. The most extraordinary experience, ladies and gentlemen. I can't find words.
Well, I saw the thing coming out of the sky. It had a one long horn and one big eye. Like a Mr. Shaking and a Sidoree. It looks like a purple people eater to me. It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
A one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One-eyed.
Well, he came down to earth and he lit in a tree. I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, don't eat me. I heard him say in a voice so gruff,
I wouldn't eat. Cause you're so tough.
It was a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
One-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. Sure looks strange to me.
One horn?
I said, Mr. Purple People Eater, what's your line? He said, eating purple people, and it sure is fine. But that's not the reason that I came to land.
I want to get a job in a rock and roll band.
Well, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toed, undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
We wear short shorts.
Friendly little people eater. What a sight to see.
Oh!
And then he swung from the tree and he lit on the ground. And he started to rock, really rocking around. It was a crazy ditty with a swinging tune.
Sing a bop. Boop-a-lap-a-loom, bam-boom.
Hey, bless my soul, rock and roll, flying purple people eater. Pigeon toad, undergrowth, flying purple people eater.
I like short shorts.
Flying purple people eater.
What a sight to see.
Purple people.
Well, he went on his way, and then what do you know? I saw him last night on a TV show. He was blowing it out, really knocking him dead. Playing rock and roll music through the horn in his head.
Tequila.
The street is my world. I don't pretend to go uptown and be anything fancy. I can, but I find more real in the world that I'm in than I do the tinsel. And the real world is the one I have to deal with every day, you know. Believe me, if I started murdering people, there'd be none of them left.
Maybe I should have killed 400 or 500 people, then I would have felt better. Then when I felt like I really offered society something. You've got it stuck in your brain that I murdered somebody. What do you want to call me a murderer for? I've never killed anyone. I don't need to kill anyone. I think it. I have it here.
We'll be right back. I can do anything I want to you people at any time I want to, because that's what you've done to me. If you spit in my face and smack me in the mouth and throw me in solitary confinement for nothing, what do you think's gonna happen when I get out of here?
tuned in to the Plastic Sushi Strawberries and Thyme Sound Collage. It's actually the Godzilla Halloween Spooktacular episode of Plastic Sushi. Last half hour, we've been listening to a set all about monsters. We kick things off with the Japanese all-female trio Shonen Knife with A Boogie Monster from their album Heavy Songs. Then a little clip from Montgomery Burns of The Simpsons, followed by a formerly local artist, Tim Munganast. One of my good friends is the title track from his album Birth of Monsters. Pretty serious guitar playing in there. Sounded like it may have been going through Electro-Harmonics Big Muff Fuzz to me. And I love the bass playing in there too. Kind of seemed a lot like Hemispheres era Geddy Lee of Rush. And then we heard from Akira Ufukube again as the main title from King Kong vs. Godzilla, which I found on the album as The Best of Godzilla 1954 to 1975, one of our two featured albums, if this was the Tears of the Gods. And then we heard an excerpt from Orson Welles' War of the Worlds, which supposedly had many Americans confused and believing there was actually an invasion of aliens from outer space. And then a classic gimmick based hit song, The Purple People Eater by Sheb Woolley, from Brain in a Box, the science fiction collection. That deserved to be a big hit, as it was. It's got a funny subject, a thing that eats people, but a little bit of a trick there, that it's not a purple monster that eats people, but instead it's a monster that eats purple people. And then another gimmick with the purple people eater's voice sounded to me like somebody may have taken a breath of helium. And that's the way they got the voice to sound that way. But I'm not really sure. And then it was King Kong Roars FX, another selection from the King Kong vs. Godzilla movie. And then we had Charles Manson. We had a couple of clips from his unsuccessful parole hearings in there. Yeah, that man was certainly a monster. And then Skrillex with Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites, the Zed remix. Then it was Godzilla Effects and Toho Logo, the main title from Destroy All Monsters. Some more Charles Manson. And then Russ Garcia, The Monsters of Jupiter, also from Brain in a Box. And then Mothra versus Godzilla, the Mothra FX. And then the theme from The Creature Under the Sea by Milton DeLuge, also from Brain in a Box. Some more Charles Manson, and we finish things off with a really heavy song from Metallica, Some Kind of Monster, the title track from the album of that name. Meanwhile, right now, it's Brian Eno and Daniel Langlois with Sirens, from their Music for Films album, Volume 3, which I was listening to today while I was on my walk through the Mystic River Reservation. You know, I'm a big fan of the Mystic River Reservation. It's just a few minutes walk away from Tufts Fletcher Field. Gotta be careful crossing Route 16. That's the most dangerous part. But once you get there, it's just nature for miles and miles. And on September 29th, I injured myself. I twisted my ankle on the Mystic River Reservation. And since then, I've been walking my running route, going up a little bit further off the beaten trail. There's a trail that goes mostly along the Mystic River Parkway there, and that's usually where I was running. But my friend Edward Taylor, who walks along there, I was walking with him a couple of times and going off more following the shoreline. And, you know, it's really remarkable because you do that and you can't even see the parkway. All you see is the trees and the Mystic Lakes. And this time of year, the trees and everything, nature is beautiful. Not quite at peak season, we're before it, but the reds, the oranges, the yellows, even the poison ivy is beautiful. And there's enough poison ivy, so it's a good idea to wear long pants when you're doing that. But yeah, experience nature with all sorts of gorgeous trees, grass, geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, turtles, eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. And it's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. Another public service message from WMFO in Medford. Yes, we are Tufts Non-Commercial Community Radio. Yeah, those trails, it's a spectacular way to enjoy nature. And they're even more immersive than the normal ways. So our next set now is going to be a half hour-ish long set about aliens. We're going to hear from aliens from the world of Godzilla in Japan. We're going to hear another song from Brian Eno, Sounds Alien, from his from another album. And Leonard Nimoy, Mr. Spock of Star Trek, a selection of him from Brain in the Box. We're going to hear a local band, Darling Pet Monkey,